This is CBS Eye on the World. Leadership, Six Studies in World Strategy by Henry Kissinger, recommended by Conrad Black, the distinguished biographer who joins me now in praise of Henry Kissinger, in praise of the chapter that I have once read, thanks to Conrad's recommendation over the whole book, on Richard Nixon. Conrad, a very good evening to you. You've been a biographer of Richard Nixon, and you are a colleague of Henry Kissinger's. The Nixon chapter is inspiring because that's my youth, Conrad. That's our youth, what we're reviewing in terms of how Nixon saw the world as he entered office. And according to Dr. Kissinger, that was a very successful 5-6 years. Good evening to you.
Good evening to you, John. Yeah, yes, that is true. Now, Henry did not get into the aspects of the Nixon administration apart from foreign policy, but the fact is that the full term that President Nixon served, we are old enough to remember that when he came in, there were riots throughout the country, anti-war riots and race riots all around the country. There had been the assassinations of Robert Kennedy and Martin Luther King. There were skyjackings. There were more than 500,000 draftees in Vietnam, 200 to 400 coming back dead every week. No exit strategy, no discussions going on with the Russians, no relations with China. In 4 years, there were no riots. We were out of Vietnam with a non-communist government in Saigon. Had opened relations with China, triangulated great power relations. There was a peace process in the Middle East. The draft had been abolished, and he founded the Environmental Protection Agency, and the country was serene. It was a very, very successful term he had.
The list you just gave me exhausted me. We think we've got it bad. You can't emphasize the fact that he challenged Russia face to face over the Middle East, and Russia and the Soviets backed down. That was a crisis that could easily go out of control, even still, all these decades later. And reading Dr. Kissinger's book, it's inspiring to see from the macro level about Richard Nixon's achievements. It was, according to Dr. Kissinger, Richard Nixon's personality that led him to understand that the world is best stable with a balance of powers. What did he mean by that, Conrad? What do you measure it?
I think what he meant was that the United States would, with allies, be capable of protecting Western civilization and deterring an attack upon it. And would have civilized relations with those who did not wish us well, that we would be strong enough under American leadership that no one would attack us the way Nazi Germany and imperialist Japan did, and that to the extent that they were rivals and attempting to undermine us as the Soviet Union did, the West, led by the United States, would be strong enough to manage that and to deter overt aggression and carry on a civilized and constructive relationship as he did with China and Russia. And I mean, who is to say that wasn't exactly right? The fact is it worked.
It did work. And what we have now 50 years later from Richard Nixon is the same players on the field. Often adversities in meeting everyone, but the U.S. remains a constructor of liberty and strength, which Dr. Kissinger advanced 50 years ago. And so I celebrate the book. I have more to read. I have to read the Sadat chapter, the Adenauer chapter, the De Gaulle chapter. I peeked at the end of the De Gaulle chapter just to see if all the ironies were in place. We turn from... and Conrad's recommendation, it was the review that he sent me that he did of the book that led me to read it, even in between the other reading assignments I have. Part of my week, however, was to discover something that I thought, this can't be real, in Conrad's new column at the National Post, the Canadian Public Accountability Board, CPAB. What is that, Conrad?
Well, it's the regulatory body for the accounting profession. It's the equivalent of the, you know, the bar. It's the American Bar Association for lawyers, but this is the regulating regulating body for the accounting profession. And as you know, there are only four big accounting firms in the world now, KPMG, Ernst & Young, PricewaterhouseCoopers, and Deloitte. And there were five, but the Justice Department in the United States attacked Arthur Andersen, and the company collapsed under the lawsuits. And so 85,000 people were thrown out of work. And in their interest in fighting the cartel of five, they reduced it to a cartel of four. And in Canada, there are, I think, about 263 other accounting firms apart from the big four. And the CPAB, as you said, Public Accountability Board, they are putting such heat on these firms that it's counterproductive. I mean, you get auditors afraid to audit certain companies because they're afraid that the impossibly meticulous standards of the accounting the accountability board will bounce back against them, and no matter how conscientious they are, some sort of fault finding will go on. And I mean, look, you could an accountant can come into a large company and he can look at the numbers, but he can't look at everything underneath the numbers. At a certain point, an accountant has to rely on the good faith of the people whose books he's auditing. He can check the numbers, but he can't check absolutely everything. I mean, for example, to measure the exact value of the inventory or something. I mean, you just can't do that. And yet, if there's a mistake, either an innocent mistake or a dishonest act by somebody down in the bowels of the company, the way that the CPAB is running things, the accountants can be held responsible for that. And so you're getting an increasing atmosphere of fear in that profession. And the net effect of it won't be to improve accounting. It'll be to have some of these companies with qualified audits. You know, but people, you know, the auditors will say, look, we've done our best here, but we don't certify that this is accurate because we simply don't have the means to go all the way through every detail of the company as if we were operating it ourselves, which is what CPAB requires. So, there will be a practical solution, but in the meantime, it's a terrible state of affairs.
You write in your column that your father was an accountant. And did such a thing exist in his day, Conrad?
I don't believe so. I mean, there is a professional accounting monitoring group in each province of Canada, and in his time they had to deal with that. He lived in Western Canada, and you know, they do a conscientious job of it, but they're not setting out to regiment the profession and threatening them with stern penalties if they don't meet impossible standards. I mean, accountants in the end can really only check the numbers and up to a point check the administrative methods, but they can't sit there as if they themselves were operating the company for an entire year. You know how an audit works, and most of your listeners would. The accountants arrive, they look at the books, they look over the operations a bit, and they're there for a week or 10 days or something like that. In a larger company, it would be a bit longer. But they can't do more than that, and most companies couldn't afford an audit fee in which they did a lot more than that. If you're going to have an entire parallel management, the cost of an audit in a large company is going to be, a substantial percentage of what your payroll is. I mean, we've got to do the best we can within the realm of being practical here, and that is where CPAB is getting out of control.
Finally, a small issue that could be a large issue. I read routinely now in the National Post that the Prime Minister is coming under criticism from his decision during the late pandemic to be confrontational with truckers. I only raise this issue because I'm trying to measure the Trudeau government's strength here. It's been in office for quite some time, and you've introduced to me the man who leads the Conservative, Poilievre. How is Trudeau doing up against his critic, his outside critic, looking to the next election? We have about a minute or so.
Yeah, well, look, like any government that's been in place for 8 years, you get a sentiment of it's time for a change, even when it's a good government, and so you're getting that, but also you're getting now in the light of the reexamination of the COVID administration and in all our Western countries, you're getting a bit of a backlash on that. And I think people are getting a little tired of him. He's a charming man, and a very presentable man. And the young people sort of identify with him because he is a rather glamorous young man. But there is undoubtedly an increasing number of areas where people are not only getting tired of him, but he hasn't delivered very well. I mean, the economic progress of the country has not been impressive.
Right. Conrad Black, writing at the National Post about something quite fantastic. At first, when I read it, I thought, well, this is a send-up. No, there really is the CPAB over all the accountants. The green eye shades have masters. Conrad Black also reflecting on the new book by Henry Kissinger, especially the Nixon chapter. I'm John Walsh.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.